The problem right now is that it's very slow moving. We have a 9-foot tide here, and right now, about an hour ago, is low tide. And so if you add 6 feet of water onto a low tide, this is not a problem. This thing stalls around here and stays after high tide. You add 6 feet of water onto a high tide, and then you do have a real problem, because then that's where you're going to get all your flooding into the housing. So far, it's been quite manageable. We didn't lose any electricity. We lost it for about an hour. We have electricity now, but everyone else lost electricity. So we're one of the lucky ones, and we didn't get as much rain as they had anticipated. You know, we got, you know, 4 or 5 inches, but they were expecting over a foot. So it's been manageable. I'm at home looking out the windows, and the trees are bending over quite a bit. But like I said, it's not nearly as bad as Matthew, and it should be out of here hopefully late today.
There's Valley City native John Kreilkamp with that report from Bluffton, South Carolina, from his home and vantage point as Hurricane Dorian continues to move up the coast on the Atlantic seaboard.